It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to our weekly little get-together here on KETR and talk about the outdoors. What about this cold weather? I tell you what, I like it. David Hansen is standing by. You know, most of you know David. He's guided at Lake Tawakoni for many years, and David's also a rabbit hunter. He loves to hunt, too. And his son-in-law, just two days ago, killed an awesome late-season buck. Now, it's hard to talk to David and not concentrate on catfish, but I promise you we're going to cover some catfish, but I want to hear about this late-season buck that they just, the good one, too, they took. David, are you standing by ready to visit with everybody today?
Rip roaring ready, as always, Luke.
Rip roaring, snorting, and just as our old friend Bob Hood used to say, you know, everybody might remember Bob, the outdoor writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for 43 years, scratching dirt. That was one of Bob's favorite sayings. David, we're going to talk catfishing in a minute, and I have been seeing the pictures you're posting of them big old blue cats. It, honestly, it's nothing new. It's winter time, and this is something you've been doing all along, but those are some big catfish. Now, your son-in-law killed, you showed me the picture, a wide buck, and, you know, it's late season. The season's still going on for a while, for another week or so, but those does, the fawn does that were born early, those does have come into estrus right now. Many of them have, and that's put the bucks up on the move, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And, you know, ever since the full moon in December, I've been seeing this, and it just carries on, you know, on through the I'm plumb up into the season. You'll see that old buck out there that's chasing that young girl, you know.
Mm-hmm. poor old rascals.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. And a lot of people don't realize it. And some people call it a second rut. But I've learned through with my buddies that are biologists for years, you know, the whitetail buck, when he gets into hard horn, which usually happens in September, he's ready to breed from then until he drops his antlers, that the testosterone level is high enough to push him to seek out doe, you know. But the doe cycles, of course. And what's happened is, you know, back in October, November, and early December, during what we all call the rut, the primary rut, most of the does got bred. Now, granted, there would be some that didn't take, and adult, you know, older does, and those come back in to season, you know, they cycle back. So, but the thing is right now that pushes what a lot of us old timers call the second rut is these young doe come into estrus for the first time, and that's what gets the bucks up. Tell us about that buck that he shot, David.
He's a really nice, you know, heavy horn deer. I'm not going to say he's over 3.5 years old, but I'm not real good at guessing him. Boy didn't even leave the house at 7:20 this morning, and so I put him in the stand by 7:45 that morning, and seen 15 deer, you know, in just a few minutes. And he said this one stepped out and was, you could tell he was cock of the walk. He said that's all he could take. Of course, being his first deer, it's a monster, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you said he was, what, around 20 inches inside? Or
20 and a quarter, actually. 11. He's got 11 scoreable points with a broke-off brow tine. So he would have been a really nice 12. One side is about half. The points are about half as long as they are on the other. So if he'd have been a perfect 12-point, I'm going to say it'd have been a 150-plus deer easy.
Oh yeah, been a good one. Well, he was a good one, you know, he is a good one. First deer, you know.
Oh, he's so tickled, it, you know, he's stepping real high right now.
What's his name, David?
Caleb.
Caleb, if you're listening this morning, or for the next 20 years on KETR.org, I want this show to be kind of devoted to you, and you can go to, no kidding, 5, 6, 7 years. I've got show. We go to KETR.org, click on Outdoors with Old Luke, and you can listen to shows that are 7 years old when we first started doing this right now. So you'll have this as a keepsake and the horns too. So that's a big deal. I don't care how old you are. No deer hunter ever forgets the first deer that he shot. I didn't. And I guarantee you, David, you can recall that first one. I know you can.
I have to the teeth.
Yep. And everything that happened along with it, you know, that whole day. Well, anyway, congratulations again on that nice deer. And let's shift gears from deer a little bit, David, over to the blue catfish. This is not as hard a cold as we've had in past years yet, but do you think it's getting down around 20 at night. Of course, this is Saturday, but early, you know, that's this front that just blew in. Do you think it'll create is it cold enough to create a shad kill, which will stack up tons of those shad for the catfish to start feeding on?
Not yet.
Not yet. I didn't think so. Yeah.
It could happen. And, you know, I hadn't even really been thinking about that. And I'm proud you reminded me of that, because we live for that around here. Now, you're talking about a wild fiasco when them things get shallow on that shad kill.
Oh, yeah.
It is awesome.
The biggest one I ever caught was with you, and it was from water 3 foot deep. You know, gosh, I don't know how many years ago, 8, 9, something like that. And it was a period when of cold down in the teens that did create a shad kill. Then we had that south wind, stacked them all up on the north, along the north shoreline. And back then there were some islands that were, the lake was real low, you know. And it was stacking that bait up in water 3 foot deep along those shallows there. And, oh, boy, catching a big old catfish from 20 foot of water is something. But hooking one in 3 or 4 foot of water, you don't, like that first deer, you don't forget that, you know.
You sure don't. There's nothing like it. I mean, it is an awesome deal all the way around. You see the fish, the wake of the fish going for the bait, and then the next day you see him roll and your pole's down, and that's, you know, just live for it.
No kidding, you do. And anybody that's in the boat with you, it's contagious too, because they know what to expect. I've seen the pictures of the past week, and y'all have. You put some good ones in the boat. You know, while we're just shooting the breeze, like we do all the time on this show, I've kidded people that, of course, you're a regular with me, but people get a little uptight about, quote, being on the radio. I say, look, you know, this is just you and I visiting. There might be 500,000 people out there listening, but it's just a down, relaxed thing. But since we're just shooting the breeze, I want to tell you, David, the Texas State Almanac. Now, I don't mean this in an egotistical way, and I don't mean to be bragging, but I am very proud. I got to cover hunting, the topic of hunting, for the new Texas Almanac. Have about, I think, 3 different articles in there, but your picture is in, you're talking about something that's archived forever, the Texas State Almanac, a picture of you and some of our buddies around a campfire is one of the lead pictures for the State Almanac this year. That's something your grandkids can look at, buddy.
And I am very proud of that, Luke, and to the association of the people and having you as a friend and the people that I have met, I cannot be any more happy about that than, you know, it really means a lot to me.
Well, and I'll tell you, you know, the feeling is mutual. I wrote a newspaper article. We're getting a little off topic from Blue Catfish here, but I wrote a newspaper article this past week that column runs in 51 newspapers now. And sometimes, you know, I'm honestly not out there catching a big catfish or shooting a big deer or whatever, you know, killing the limited ducks. I'm at home like the rest of you, you know, catching up on what I call work. writing and radio and stuff like that. But I was out this past, when I wrote this past week's, it was about friendships. And I think anybody over much over the age of 50 can probably relate to this. But, you know, when we were younger people, all of it, and I know there's some youngsters listening today, and God bless you for being here, but I have a feeling most of our audience is probably at least over 40. But when you get to the age of, say, 50, friendships are bonded quicker. I don't know why, but it's a fact. Of course, you and I, David, have known each other for a quarter of a century, maybe, and we've been friends forever. But in the past year, I've made some new friends, you know, and you have too. And you bond with them. I don't know if it's the fact that you just know exactly what kind of people you mesh better with when you get a little older. But back when I was younger, it didn't happen that way. And I think it's that way with a lot of people, you know?
I agree with that 100%. And it you begin to learn how much that friendship means along the way, too.
Yeah, exactly. You want to, maybe it's a little bit selfishness. You just know what kind of people you want to be around, and that's the kind of people you seek out. But anyway, we don't want to get too philosophical, but I bet a lot of people can relate to it. You know, David, I am gearing up for some rabbit. Now, it's been a while. Actually, it's been 2 years since I've done any rabbit. I shot some rabbits 2 years ago, and I remember making some. One was a swamp rabbit. I didn't kill a lot, probably three or four. But I took a swamp rabbit and, you know, quartered him up and cut that. Used some bird shears and cut the ribs off and cut that loin too into three frying size pieces and made some smothered rabbit with rice and gravy. And I've got a rabbit. I'm going rabbit hunting here in about another week. And my goal is to get as many as I can. There's no limit on cottontails. You know, they're not a game animal officially, but they are to me. And stock up, and then next time I see you, that when we're out together, when we got a little time, by golly, we'll have us some fresh rabbit. What do you think about
it? I'm all about that rabbit now.
You like it, don't you? Yep.
Oh, man.
Well,
it is tough.
I'll bring some over, whatever. We'll get in your shop or my little old head cooking headquarters. My little cooking headquarters has about got room for me and you both in there.
Yeah.
We can make it, you know. Well, David, the prediction on the blue catfish, I know it's big baits, fresher the better for the next few weeks, right?
Yes, sir. And, you know, we're just now getting to the best part of the big fish bite. From now on, way on up to the end of March, if we have a shad kill, you know, which, who knows?
Yeah,
it will be even better. But if it gets any better than what it's been, there's been days we've had triples over 30 pounds, up to 60 pounds in the boat, doubles at 50. You know, just excellent fishing.
You bet. Well, David, we are about out of time, buddy. How about leaving your phone number for someone that wants to come out to Tewakinee and hook up with one of these big old catfish? How do they call you?
They can reach me anytime on my cell at 903-268-7391.
David, thank you, sir, for being with us, and we're going to get you back soon. How about it?
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.